This is Piedmont Arts. The North Carolina School of the Arts opened in Winston-Salem in 1965 as America's first public arts conservatory. The school became part of the University of North Carolina system in 1972, and the University of North Carolina School of the Arts is now a destination for high school, undergraduate, and graduate students in music, drama, design and production, filmmaking, and dance. I'm Phil Vavra, and on this episode, we'll be focusing on the dance program and upcoming performances at UNCSA with the school's Dean of Dance, Endelin T. Outlaw. Later, Rachel Stewart will stop by to look at some more dance offerings to put on your calendar. Thanks for listening. With a resume that includes positions as a dancer, choreographer, professor, and administrator in New York, including Broadway, Massachusetts, and Illinois, Endelin Taylor Outlaw is currently the Dean of Dance at the University of North Carolina School of the Arts. By the way, of all the job titles a person could have, Dean of Dance has to be one of the coolest. Welcome to Piedmont Arts, Endelin.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, you just passed the five-year mark overseeing the School of Dance at UNCSA. What are some of the highlights for you so far in this position, and what are you looking forward to?
That's a easy and a hard question. I mean, the highlights really are just seeing the journey and the trajectory that the students who are a part of our program go on as they work with us, learn with us, and grow with us, and put their trust in us to provide them the opportunities and the access to the training, professional experiences, and even just the standards and expectations of what it takes to have a chance at being an artist and a dancer in the professional world.
How many students are currently enrolled in the dance program at the high school and undergraduate levels?
We currently have 239 students enrolled in our program.
And what sort of background or level of experience do students come in with?
So all of our students have to come in with some years of experience. We are a conservatory program, so we start at a skill set that already has background knowledge. We are a high school and an undergrad program, but that does not mean that the level of training that a student needs to get into our program for the high school or the undergrad is at a beginner level. It is usually at an intermediate to advanced level.
Generally, they've all started at a very young age.
They've started at a young age and they've had years of experience training and performing.
So a student is looking at UNCSA. They're thinking, that's the place for me. That's where I want to go. At that point, what's the admission and audition process for the classical ballet and contemporary dance programs like?
For any student trying to get into UNCSA, they have to go through an admissions process for just the academic and educational component of it. Each one of our conservatories has a similar and yet distinct approach to getting into the conservatories, which all involve auditioning of some kind. So for School of Dance students, both our contemporary and our ballet students either can do in-person auditions, which we have here on campus. We also host and watch auditions that take place in other states around the country. And there are some video submission auditions that take place as well.
And you sort of touched on this. What does the curriculum look like once they're in? And are there a lot of differences for the ballet students versus the contemporary dance students?
The difference is that if your concentration is in ballet, you take more of the ballet classes and the ancillary classes. So your main class and your main focus would be ballet, but you also do all of our contemporary offerings as well, which consist of traditional fundamental modern techniques like Martha Graham, Cunningham, Limon, Horton, and then we have some of the more newer techniques. We have release technique, counter technique. We've had these in the past. We also have West African as well. So it is a broad range of disciplines. We have floor technique. So they go through quite a rigorous program offering. Our ballet students have the traditional technique class, point class, pas de deux class, which is partnering, and they also have their virtuosity classes. And we're really fortunate because we have enough male-bodied students in our program where they have their own classes. They have individual technique and virtuosity classes, and then they come together with our female-bodied students for the partnering classes.
And then outside of the studio, I'm guessing, you know, for the high school students, they still have to take math and...
Yes, a similar type of academic program. They have their requirements that they have to take, and then they have some electives. And for our high school students, it's a very rigorous program. Yes, they have to meet all of those traditional courses that we all had to take, you know, our math and our English, our reading and science, languages as well.
A well-rounded experience. So once they get through all of the rigors, where have you seen graduates land after their time at UNCSA? And is there instruction or counseling to help with the job seeking?
There is. We have a number of ways that we support our students and try to serve as a pipeline for them into the industry. And that's one of the things that I think fills our students and our parents with kind of the most anxiety. What happens after this wonderful and maybe sometimes insular experience at UNCSA? How do I take the next step into the professional world? And we do that through a number of curricular offerings. We also have industry partnerships that we have found have become very successful in helping our students get positions in companies. Other areas that involve dance, like Broadway, musical theater, but they also learn skills and certain disciplines that give them transferable skills as well. And so they go into other areas of business, of entrepreneurial opportunities, and they do quite well. But we are very proud of the fact that our students are in major companies, both ballet and contemporary, around the world. They are choreographing for Broadway. They are directing for musical theater. They are doing amazing things in film and television. Many of them do transfer over into some of the other disciplines and have found success.
So part of this incredible launching pad that you have there in Winston-Salem is this opportunity for the students to get that real-world experience of performing for the public. So let's talk a little bit about some of the performances that that are available in 2026 and 27 that we can come see.
Yes. So our season starts off with fall dance, which are our first performances of the year. And that includes all of our contemporary students. And that is in September, the end of September to the beginning of October. And we have an incredible array of guest artists, which is another thing that we are quite proud of, that we are in Winston-Salem, but we can bring the world of international artists to our students, as well as taking our students out into the world for wonderful performance opportunities. So fall dance is contemporary pieces. There will be five that they will see as part of this. We have guest artists who are alumni from our program and also international artists who have been choreographing for companies and college programs, both internationally and local. We also have one of my favorite performance series, which is Emerging Choreographers, which is where our students, our senior contemporary students, create on their colleagues. So they are choreographing and working with their peers, creating works and really giving us a taste of what they are going to bring to the world, the innovation and their lens and perspective that will be going out into the world. And I'm sure many of them will find that lane of the dance world as one that they can work in successfully. We have our biggest and probably most well-known production of the year at the end of the fall semester, which is The Nutcracker, which I'm excited to say is returning to Winston-Salem this year.
You got to have it.
Yes. It will be at Reynolds High School Memorial Hall Theater, and it will run December 3rd through the 6th.
Okay, and then we get through the holiday season, and in February, pick it up again with performances with Winter Dance.
That's right. Our two main stage performances in the spring semester includes Winter Dance, which this year is a shared bill with the School of Music. And so what that means is that while the first half of the program will have new premiered works by guest choreographers, all of the music will be recorded and played over a system. And the second half will include all live orchestration, including just some orchestrated works that the Symphony Orchestra of UNCSA will perform, as well as some new original compositions that will be performed to by our students.
And that's February 25th through 28th. And then you, I guess, wind down that that spring semester with Spring Dance.
That's right. It includes our contemporary and our ballet students, just as Winter Dance does. And we have five works that will be performed, a mixture of ballet, classical ballet, contemporary ballet, and contemporary works.
April 22nd through the 25th. And tickets for all of these performances are already available?
They are available. They went on sale. And we are excited to have people new join us. And those who are returning fans, we are excited to have you back as well.
Endelyn Taylor Outlaw is the Dean of Dance at the University of North Carolina School of the Arts in Winston-Salem. You can learn more about the school and all of its programs, as well as see the complete calendar of performances with the ticket information. That's at uncsa.edu. Thank you so much for your time, and all the best this academic year. I guess it's just getting started.
It is, and that's one of my favorite parts of the year. Thank you so much.
And while we're on the subject of dance, let's look at what Charlotte Ballet has coming up over the next year. Rachel Stewart is here to talk about that. Hi, Rachel.
Hey, Phil. Well, Charlotte Ballet opens its 2026-27 season with the Black Box Series, which is October 2nd through 17th at the Center for Dance. This program features the return of Mututu Zeli November's From Africa with Love, as well as artistic director Alejandro Cerruto's Dos y Dos y Dos, and a new creation by German-American duo Flock. The holiday tradition continues with Jean-Pierre Bonfou's Nutcracker, performed with the Charlotte Symphony Orchestra at Belk Theater, December 4th through 23rd. Charlotte Ballet will be at Knight Theater, March 11th through 13th, with Crystal Pite's Solo Echo and two works by artistic director Alejandro Cerruto, including Silent Ghost. And we'll go down the rabbit hole with a reimagining of Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland, featuring live accompaniment by the Charlotte Symphony Orchestra at Knight Theater, May 7th through 16th. And then the season concludes with Flip, featuring all new works created by the artists of Charlotte Ballet. That will be at the Center for Dance, June 10th through 18th.
Lots to look forward to. Thank you, Rachel. And before all that happens, let's see what sorts of fun events and activities you can enjoy over the next week with Fanfare. In this edition of Fanfare, there's a 9/11 memorial concert in Uptown Charlotte, a play about the humanity and kindness shared in the wake of that traumatic day, and a piano recital honoring the musical legacy of Fred Rogers. Let's get into it. To mark the 25th anniversary of that tragic day, the Charlotte Symphony Orchestra, Opera Carolina, and Charlotte Master Chorale are presenting a 9/11 memorial concert at Knight Theater on Friday, September 11th. Led by Opera Carolina's principal conductor, Stefano Vignati, the program will include Mozart's stunning Requiem and Ave Verum Corpus. A portion of ticket sales from this concert will support Charlotte Rotary's 9/11 Scholarship Fund, providing four-year college scholarships to the children of Charlotte-Mecklenburg first responders. The Crescent City comes to Cornelius as the Kane Center for the Arts welcomes Tuba Skinny for one night only on Friday. The Big Easy-based band is equally at home with traditional jazz, jug band music, spirituals, country blues, string band music, ragtime, and New Orleans R&B. Halloween comes to the Triad early this year as Little Theater of Winston-Salem kicks off its 92nd season with Dracula, a comedy of terrors, at Hanesbrands Theater, September 11th through the 20th. This high-energy reimagining of Bram Stoker's classic tale is filled with hilarious wordplay and has a feminist twist. Theater Charlotte opens its 99th season with the Tony Award-winning musical Come From Away, September 11th through October 4th. It's the remarkable true story of 7,000 airline passengers who were stranded in Gander, Newfoundland in the days following 9/11 and the human connections they made with the community who welcomed them. The Western Piedmont Symphony launches its new season. It's beginning with Symphony of the Shire at J.E. Broyhill Civic Center in Lenoir on Saturday the 12th. The concert will feature music from Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, Game of Thrones, Hook, World of Warcraft, Chronicles of Narnia, and more. Cosplay is encouraged. Davidson College Music Department presents Sounds of the Neighborhood at Tyler Tallman Recital Hall on Sunday the 13th at 3 p.m. The program will feature pianists Gloria Cook and Cynthia Long playing popular works that had been performed by Mr. Rogers' neighborhood creator Fred Rogers and his wife Joanne. Admission is free. And the annual Yasu Greek Festival, Davidson Fall Arts Festival, Art Walk on Union in downtown Concord, and Caldwell Art Sculpture Celebration are all happening this weekend, too. Get the details about those events and more on the Complete Fanfare at WDAV.org. And Fanfare is made possible in part by Bragg Financial. I'm Phil Vavra. Thanks for listening. And you can find more episodes and catch all the ones that are coming when you subscribe to Piedmont Arts at WDAV.org/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and iHeart Podcasts. Piedmont Arts is a production of Classical Public Radio, 89.9 WDAV, a service of Davidson College.